It's 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. It's time for Surf and Turf. Alternating Thursdays at this time, we get reports from our oceans guy, Boris Warm, and about the rest of the wild kingdom from Andrew Hebda at the Museum of Natural History. This week, the next wave.
Under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea.
Halifax has long been known as a hotspot for oceans research in Canada and around the world. And now Dalhousie University is ready to launch a new Halifax Marine Research Institute during a week-long string of events called Dalhousie Oceans Week. Well, Boris Warm studies the oceans at Dalhousie. Welcome back.
Hi, Stephanie.
This is the first time Dal's celebrating an Oceans Week. Why? Why now?
Well, Dalhousie has really identified oceans research as a top priority. This has been ongoing for a while, but it's kind of culminating now. And they're becoming ever more invested into this. So next week, I think, will mark the beginning of a new era for oceans research, not just at Dalhousie, but in Halifax in generally. So it's not just about Dal. It's about bringing all the expertise in oceans together in this region.
And is that where the Halifax Marine Research Institute comes in? Is that what it's supposed to do?
Well, yeah, the idea is to build on existing strength that we have, various research institutions here, but also marine and ocean industries, government agencies, to have them all work together under one roof and to build synergies from that. So, you know, most people don't know, and I was surprised to hear how important the ocean sector is in Nova Scotia as a whole. So it accounts for $5 billion revenue, which is 15.5% of all GDP in Nova Scotia.
So oceans-related jobs, you mean?
Yeah, it's 60,000 jobs, and it generates, you know, 15% of the GDP. And the idea of this new institute, the Halifax Marine Research Institute, is to grow that sector through research, innovation, cooperation, and then, importantly, through good stewardships of the ocean.
And when we say an institute, are we talking, you know, something that's just virtual and conceptual, or is there an actual building?
No, there is actually a new building being constructed next to the Life Sciences Center at Dal, so next to where I live at Dal, and that will house this new Halifax Marine Research Institute. It already has a director. His name is Doug Wallace. He is the new Canada Excellence Research Chair in Oceans Research, and it was a big deal for Dalhousie. Just last year, they won this chair, and it was a big honor for the university, and they're really building on that momentum for ocean research. And we all thought that it was important to give this an actual place because we want to reach out to the public as well. This is not an ivory tower thing. We want to engage people, and we hope that lots of people will come to visit.
So what sorts of topics will the Institute focus on?
So there are four research priorities for now, the long-term research priorities, and then individual projects can nest into those or build onto those. The first one is marine observation, prediction, and response. So this is, for example, climate prediction, understanding, say, hurricanes that affect the region, predicting when and where they're going to hit, and importantly, kind of planning for response to these events. The second one is living marine resource conservation, fisheries and otherwise, assessment of biodiversity and the assessment of risks to that biodiversity. The third one is marine energy. It's not just oil and gas, but renewable energy, tidal power, wind power, and others. And the fourth one is renewable fuels from marine algae, which is a really exciting one that has been growing at Dal and other places in Halifax for a while. The idea is to harness tiny algae that produce certain hydrocarbons that you can then use for fuel.
So a new kind of biofuel.
A new kind of biofuel that may not come with the environmental costs of, say, planting corn on land. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of discussion about how much sense that makes. Algae may get around some of those environmental costs.
What kind of difference does it make to add the Halifax Marine Research Institute to the research that's already going on here and the facilities that already exist?
Well, the idea is it's kind of a catalyst. So far, I mean, I've been here for 10 years or so, and what I can see is that there's a lot of excellent research. There really is. But people tend to do it individually, myself included. And it's a good idea to try to link people up. So you are discovering common interests, and you can apply for grants together, and you can build interdisciplinary partnerships, which is what we really need in this day and age.
You mentioned reaching out to the public. So there's the launch of the Institute. What other kinds of things are going to go on during Oceans Week?
Well, there are science workshops and conferences going on the whole time. It starts on Wednesday, June 1st, and it runs all the way to June 8th, which is World Oceans Day. And apart from the science symposia, which may not be of that much interest to the public, there is a public symposium on June 2nd, which brings together these research themes and discusses them and presents them to the public and gets feedback from the public on these ideas. Then at the same day, June 2nd, there's a big gala dinner with fancy dresses and all at the Cunard Center. We're all looking forward to that. Then there are three public evening lectures on June 1st, 3rd, and 7th. There's an Ocean Art and the Sea celebration, so about the arts, on June 8th, which I look forward to attending. And then Dalhousie is also organizing something they call Marine Biology Fun Days for school kids at the Aquatron Laboratory from June 6th to 8th. So all of that is online at the Dalhousie Oceans Week website, and all events are free to the public except the gala dinner.
Aha, with the fancy dresses.
With the fancy dresses and so on, yes.
And what's your role in all this?
Oh, I will be part of the symposium, so I will present on living marine resources, and we'll discuss that with, you know, people who come in from other universities in the U.S. and internationally. I will also give one of the public lectures. It's called Saving the Blue Planet. It's on June 3rd at 7 p.m. in Ondanche Hall in the McCain Arts and Social Sciences Building. And, yeah, I will attend a lot of the events. I look forward to the arts one. That's different. We haven't had that in a while, and I think that's a unique angle and should be worth exploring.
A nice intersection of science and the arts.
Hopefully, yes.
Boris, thanks for this.
Well, thank you.
That's Boris Worm. He's our oceans guy. Next week on Surf and Turf, some turf talk with Andrew Hebda from the Nova Scotia Museum of Natural History.